Star Tribune. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. Yourself?
Good, good. And so this is Jamie?
Yes, it is.
All right. Could we start by just kind of checking some of your information and being not, like, super familiar with the military, feel free to correct me if I use the wrong lingo.
No problem.
Could you spell your first and your last name for me, please?
Yes, it's J-A-Y-M-E, and then my last name is C-O-P-E-L-A-N-D.
And you are a corporal, is that correct?
That is correct.
And your title is Embarkation Clerk and Team, well, that was just an Embarkation Clerk?
That is correct.
Okay. Can you tell me a little bit about what that job is?
Well, I mean, the basically what we do is we make sure that the people and the gear get from point A to point B, essentially. So we're in charge of exercises, deployments, redeployments, all those kinds of things.
Okay.
It's a logistical field, pretty much.
Oh, okay. And you're in the Combat Logistics Regiment 17.
That's correct.
And so that is part of the 1st Marine Logistics Group?
Yes.
Okay. And where are you currently stationed?
Camp Pendleton, California.
And where in Wyoming are you from?
Casper.
Okay. What high school did you graduate from?
I actually didn't go to high school there. We ended up moving. We moved to Colorado, Yeah.
So how old were you when you left Casper?
I was about 12. I was in 6th grade, which was a major bummer.
I moved when I was a kid, too, and it sucked.
Yeah, I didn't want to leave.
But you were born in Casper?
I was actually born in Powell, Wyoming.
Oh,
and then we moved to Casper.
Do you still have relatives in Wyoming or make it out here ever?
What was that?
Do you still have relatives in Wyoming or make it out here ever?
Yeah, I have relatives in Thermopolis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And when did you join the Marine Corps?
I joined October 17th, 2011.
And did you join right out of high school?
No, I went to college for a little bit, and then it just didn't hold my interest, so I got out of that and joined the Marine Corps.
And why did you decide that you wanted to enlist in the Marine Corps, and did it meet your expectations?
I wanted to join the Marine Corps because I have a really hard time with sticking to things, and I knew that the military would make me stay for at least 4 years. And I decided that if I was going to be made to stay in, pretty much, I wanted, some high expectations. Like physical fitness wise, I wanted that to be a must because I love staying in shape. And I just basically wanted to stay busy. And I knew that from all my friends that were in the Marines, they were like, yeah, you're always doing stuff. So that's what I was really looking forward to, is constantly staying busy. And pretty much, yeah, it's held my expectations. I want to stay in. So I love it.
And what is it about it that you enjoy and that you like?
You get to meet a lot of people from a lot of different places. When I deployed, you find people from different units that you get to talk and see how they do their things, how they run, like, their embarkation-wise, how they make their load plans, and you start, like, it's a camaraderie type thing. Like, you start building friendships that you never thought you would. And especially on deployment, you meet people from different countries and different militaries from other countries. And it's actually really cool because they do a lot of things a lot differently than us. And they act a lot differently too. So it's just like a big culture. I love culture, so that always has been one of my fortes, is finding out everyone else's culture differences. And plus, there's actually a lot of fun stuff that we get to do.
Sorry, I'm a slow typer today.
It's okay. No, like, all the events that we get to do, like the mud run, that's really notorious. That's always fun. I always like doing that. Even if you don't win, it's still fun doing. Like, it's the physical fitness aspect of, I guess, the Marines, like, finding fun games and making us compete for it. I think that's really fun. Because, like, for one instance, like, I already told you about the mud run. I did that twice. I did we have what's called the CG Cup. And it's where everyone from base can compete for, you know, first and second and third place trophies.
Mm-hmm.
And from my CLR-17 unit, we basically swept the board for the females. We took first, second, and third in our paintball division. And then our males took the first place for the guys. So we came home with four trophies.
And so that's against, everyone on the base, not the large base?
Yes, they can all compete for it. I mean, it's the CD stands for Commanding General.
Okay.
So.
And so are there many other women that you're in contact with in the Marines?
Yeah, I have friends on the East Coast. I have friends in Okinawa. I mean, majority all the Marine Corps bases I've have a friend at. Deployments, I mean, that's when I said, you know, you start finding and knowing people that are in different spots, and that actually can help you out in a lot of ways, because if you need something and you run out of all your resources, you can just instantly, like, text your friend or call up your friend and be like, hey, how are you guys doing this on your side? Like, have you run into this problem yet? How do you fix it? So you guys can always help each other out that way. Which does come in handy.
Yeah. And what's been one of the most difficult aspects of being in the Marines?
The most difficult aspect. Ooh, that one's tricky. I would say some stereotypes. They're still around. You've got some females that fit the stereotype, so they're not helping us much because they don't want to better themselves. But then again, you got the other side where there's a lot of females that are, like, seriously trying and fighting for, you know, the stereotype to go away, but it doesn't help when you got your onesie twosies that are still doing it, doing whatever they want. That would be my struggle, I guess. Because you're always trying to at least get the respect of everyone.
No, I'm not. That's what I was like.
Oh. And so you served overseas, is that correct?
That is correct.
Can you tell me a little bit about when you did that and what you were, what that was like for you?
I went to Afghan for about 7 months, about last year, and I loved it, honestly. I loved it there. Like, yeah, it's a combat zone, and, I mean, we ran into our problems here and there, but we got over them. It was interesting meeting all the other countries' military forces.
All the other what?
All the other countries' military forces that were around us. It was just interesting meeting some of them and finding out some delicacies in some other countries that we find very... not even a delicacy in ours. Like, for one country, I know that bread was an extreme delicacy, so there was never bread in the chow hall. And we didn't understand why there was, like, a loaf on every single one of their plates. And so finally we asked them, like, we don't see bread much. It's a delicacy. And we all just sat there, we're like, wow, bread is bread. It's not anything big to us, but, I mean, it makes you realize what you take advantage of, I guess. And so when you come back to the States, you actually start appreciating a lot of things more because you don't always have everything out there with you. But care packages saved a lot of people, by the way. They helped out so much. Everyone looked forward to seeing those. I mean, we got a couple of care packages we got were from kids, and they would send us letters, and we would actually send letters back. And we would become little pen pals that way. It kept our mind off of a few things.
And so have you been in combat or seen any action?
It's kind of, sort of. I mean, it is a combat zone where I was.
Okay.
However, I did not, I wasn't really necessarily put in the line of fire, so to speak. But
okay.
The area I was at was known as a combat zone.
And so are there other women in your regiment or your group that you work with?
Yes, there's a lot.
Oh, there are?
Yes,
so
I'm not in the all-male unit.
What's that?
I'm not in one of the all-male units. Those are just, those are mainly the grunt sides.
So are you in an all-women unit?
No. they don't have those.
I didn't think so. Okay.
No, there's a lot of girls here.
Okay. And are there any other challenges from that aspect? Is it strange to be outnumbered?
No, actually, I think it's actually really nice sometimes when you're outnumbered. Because then you start competing with the guys, and you want to be better. So they actually push you sometimes. to make yourself better. Like, whenever I go to the gym, I try and at least keep up with my male counterparts in their workouts and see if I can do them. Or when we go for a run, I try and make sure that I'm right next to them when we're running. And how do you think the experience has changed you?
It's honestly, it's helped me become more, I guess, firm with my decisions. I'm not so much more wishy-washy when it comes to when you have to make a decision. You're going back and forth, like, on that teeter-totter, like, oh, well, I kind of want to, or, well, I kind of don't. I actually am very decisive now, is the word I was trying to say.
Yeah.
Very decisive, more firm. I don't know. I guess it's just more confident overall. It does help you build confidence.
Okay, I'm just going over my notes and see if there's anything that I forgot. Was there anything that you would like to add that I didn't think to ask?
I think one more thing about the deployment is it's really actually really hard on people, on their families. That was one thing. I mean, no one's going to say it. No one ever says those things, like they miss their family, like much, you know. They don't want to look like a big baby. But everyone out there always misses their families. They're always looking forward to the next time they can talk to them, the next letter they get, any care packages. Those things actually mean a lot to the Marines out there. Because it's sort of like a way of knowing that they're not forgotten about.
And did you say care packages and what else, like phone calls or?
Yeah, care packages, the phone calls, because the time difference is always really hard on everybody because, you know, it's never the same time in two places. So the phone calls definitely were always a big one, just even being able to hear the voice, you know, back home. Letters, like even if they were like I said, from the kids, those kids' letters meant a lot to a lot of us. I mean, I kept all my letters. I kept writing the little girl and little boy that wrote me. So I thought that was the least I could do is write them back.
And do you have any goals or hopes and dreams in regard to your service?
I'm hoping that I can actually stay in. My goal ever since I joined was to become a gunnery sergeant.
Okay.
That's always been my goal. That's always what I've been striving for. So.
And why do you want to do that?
Honestly, when I first joined, there was a gunnery sergeant in office, and I had to do the initial, I had to talk to him before they would let me go to boot camp. And I kept staring at his rank, and this is just a really funny story, but I kept staring at his rank, and finally he asked me, he's like, what are you looking at? And I was like, your rank's going to be mine.
And I could not believe I just said that. But he said, okay, so you're going to take my Gunnery Sergeant Chevrons? And I was like, there will be a day where I will be pinned on with Gunnery Sergeant Chevrons. I was like, you can believe that, because I plan on staying in. And it hasn't changed yet, so. Yep. It was a pretty gutsy move.
Yeah.
I would never say that now.
And do you have, like, a husband or kids that you left at home when you were serving?
When I was over in Afghan, yes, I was married. But no kids.
Oh, okay. But you're not married now?
No.
Okay. We didn't have to mention that. I was just curious. Since you said everyone, you know, really misses their families and stuff.
It's really hard on a lot of people that are married out there, because you don't know, and if you don't know, you'll find out. If anything, you know, it's hard when people can't open up to you when you're there or away from them, and that's what is the hardest, because I guess distance is really hard for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. And so just to clarify, you were, like, you lived in Wyoming since you were born until about sixth grade?
Yep.
And you would have been in Cat. You were born in Thermopolis or Powell?
I was born in Powell. My cousins and my uncle and aunt are in Thermopolis.
Oh, okay. And then what high school did you graduate from?
I graduated from Lewis Palmer High School in Monument, Colorado.
Okay. And what were you planning to do when you did attend college?
Well, I was trying to get my bachelor's in science, and I might actually change that now to a logistical degree, because that's what my job is now, and I just think that would be a lot smarter.
So you're planning to go back or finish?
Yeah, I plan on finishing college, but it's just a matter of time when.
And were you, I know you talked a lot about, you know, working out and all the wonderful shape you must be in. Were you athletic prior to that?
Yes, I was. I actually was playing on three sports teams for one semester. If I wasn't playing one sport, I was playing two. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I have everything. Is there anything else that, unless there's anything else you want to share, I think I have everything I need.
Okay. That's great.
Great. Well, thank you so much for being interviewed, and I will be in contact via email with the gal about the photos.
Perfect.
All right. Thank you.
All right.